Construction should begin soon in Rochester, Minnesota, on the CapEx 2020 line that was approved last May by the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. The Transmission Utility Consortium says larger lines starting in the Dakotas are needed to provide a higher amount of energy to the area because of an increased need. CapEx 2020 spokesman Tim Carlsgaard says up to 400 Wisconsin landowners will be impacted by the line. He says they'll begin purchasing easements next year.
You know, you just have to work with every landowner, and you got to, you know, make sure that you pay them well, so that, you know, I mean, their property is very, very important to them in their homes, and we need to do the right thing and make sure that they're compensated for that.
Construction in Wisconsin won't begin until 2014. The line has faced opposition from a dedicated group who says more energy isn't needed and the lines pose a number of risks. Citizens Energy Task Force unsuccessfully appealed the PSC's decision earlier this year. Volunteer Irv Balto says they're not giving up and will challenge it at the federal level.
It's always been a tough battle, but if I didn't feel hopeful, I wouldn't continue this. I'm hopeful especially because the facts and the law are on our side.
American Transmission Company's similar Badger Cooley line could connect with CapEx and travel to Madison. ATC plans on submitting its project application to the PSC next year. That line is also facing opposition from communities along its proposed paths. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.